It's the second hour of Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I've switched from our small studio to one of the largest radio studios in the Midwest, and that is WPR's Buck Studio, because I'm thrilled to welcome a band that's a favorite of so many Simply Folk listeners and has been discovered by fans around the country and around the world. The Pines are here. Benson Ramsey, David Huckfelt, Alex Ramsey, Michael Rosetto, J.T. Bates, and James Buckley. Well, why don't we start right away with some music? Cry, Cry, Crow. It's the first song on their new CD, which is called Dark So Gold. My guests this hour, The Pines. Midwestern origins, but Benson Ramsey and David Huckfeldt, you two are the founders of the band. You didn't meet in the Midwest, did you? How did you hook up?
Yeah, strangely, no. We're both from Iowa, and then started out in Tucson, Arizona, pretty randomly.
Just met at, did you know you were each musicians when you first met?
Yeah, pretty quickly, I guess. Yeah, we were both down there, just kind of, I guess, left Iowa, just kind of an exodus, and just to seek out a different landscape and world, and met each other pretty quickly down there, and just started playing together, like, the week we met. Just, we were heavily influenced by blues, so we started, David had a blues gig in Phoenix, Arizona, this basement kind of, like, bar downtown, and that's where we kind of started just playing blues for like 4 or 5 hours a night.
And it clicked between the two of you.
Yeah, people from Iowa can recognize each other from when they see each other. And so we met on a Sunday and we played together our first time for 4 hours on a Wednesday. So it clicked pretty quick.
Those nice Midwesterners were very kind to each other and gentle and friendly.
Just look out of place.
Yeah, it's kind of, something's wrong with that guy. Oh, no, maybe he's from Iowa.
This CD is full of some really wonderful songs, and the one you just did is a great example. It's so poetic. It has all that alliteration. And do you start out with lyrics, or how does the writing process work?
It kind of works. It works in every and all possible ways. So there's some songs I think that do start out with lyrics. There's a lot of stuff that starts out as instrumental scraps and a lot of hybrid ideas between the two of us at the very beginning stages. And something kind of monstrous starts to take form, and it grows in concentric circles as we play it with the band and we rehearse it and then we play it live. And so the process kind of continues. Even some of our songs we're still writing and arranging, even if they've been recorded.
They're still evolving.
Yeah.
Well, the band has been evolving. There are six of you here, including banjo and bass and drums and keyboards. Has it been expanding? Do you foresee different iterations, or how has that happened? Has it kind of been organic?
Yeah, very organic. Everyone's been playing now. We've all been playing together for like 5 years, I guess, maybe. And everyone's worked on different records with us. And then I think with these songs in particular, this new batch of songs, and now that we've played together for a while, everyone kind of adds, you know, their own voice. And I think that's, and it was really great for us. And from now to work with the band and learning to work that way, and it was just fun and exciting to hear like everyone's ideas, and it just is very organic how it happens too. It's just seems to fall together really nicely.
Well, I think your fans agree, certainly. Why don't we hear another song? What would you like to play next?
We're going to do the second track from Dark Soul Gold. It's a song called If By Morning. My bell tower's ringing, it isn't you singing, we don't know that song anymore. Winter bones breaking, it ain't shook, it's shaking, this tangle of fate out my back door. Christmas carol, we jump from the bridge in our mind. And it's one for the money, two, you go hungry. My blue shoes are dragging the line. Leave a lantern on the trail, not asking for much, just your middle.
sweet touch. If by morning you're ready to say, don't wait for so long, 'cause you know that I'm gone. I can lock up your treasure, take drastic measures, we march to the grave all the same. It's a short life of trouble, the church turns to rubble, and beauty has never had a name. Well, my head's in your branches, squandering my chances, and giving the last I can give. This empire's falling, pace is appalling. How can a poor man stand such times and live? So leave a lantern on my trail, not asking for much, just your middle sweet touch. By morning you're ready to sail, don't wait for so long, 'cause you know that I'm gone. Oh, leave a lantern on the trail, not asking for much, just your middle sweet touch. If by morning you're ready to say, then don't wait for so long, you know that I'm gone.
If by morning. My guests are the Pines. You're listening to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and what a thrill to have a six-piece band here in Buck Studio live on Simply Folk. Midwestern Iowan boys who are now being heard all over the country, all over the world. How did you get into Europe and the whole international market? Is that something that you're going to... Are you toured there? Did that work out all right?
Yeah, it was great. It was kind of blew our minds a little bit. They invited us over, and we toured all over there. It was just David and I, just kind of seeing. You know, we were probably nervous about it, but it was wonderful. Except for it was like the worst snowstorm they'd had in a century.
Ooh.
Which, living in Minnesota now, it was kind of not a huge deal, except they don't have shovels and stuff like that. So
probably don't have intense. The plows that we have. Yeah,
it was really intense. But the shows were great and the people were great. And it was cool to take our songs so far away.
You've been recording on Red House, wonderful label. I love what I get from Red House. And which brings up the question about producer and your father, Alex and Benson Ramsey is your last name. Bo Ramsey is your dad. And he's been working with you in terms of producing somewhat, right? Do you have issues? I mean, do you usually agree on what you want to do musically? Or how does that work when your dad says, I want to do this, and maybe you want to do something different musically? Does that ever happen?
Not as much as maybe you'd think. For the most part, it's really great because... we all just get along really well, and he's the way he works. He doesn't really implement his ideas. Like, he will eventually, and you might not even know it, but he's just really good at kind of hearing what you're going for, and helping you just get inside the songs. And kind of, he's really good at hearing like a good performance, or because we usually work all together when we record live. And So it's usually we try to get it in a couple of takes so we can kind of just capture it. So that's why we don't allow ourselves a lot of time in the studio. And just it's really a focused amount of time. And so you're working very quickly. And he's just really great at, like, you know, he's right in the middle so he can see kind of what's going on and keep an eye on everyone just because we don't have a lot of time to talk. Or so that's it works really, really well, I think.
Sounds like there's room for spontaneity and working closely with each other that way.
Yeah, it's kind of like taking a photo together. We're not too precious about it. And so it does allow for things to just happen, and you like a lot of happy accidents. And that's kind of, I think, what we all live off of. Like, that's kind of the excitement of recording. And that happens when everyone's in the room and the energy is kind of moving, swirling around. So,
good. Well, he's got so much experience, and he's worked with so many musicians that it's nice to have that brought to bear on your own projects.
Absolutely. And just coming from the Midwest, you know, he happens to be our dad, but I think on one hand, it's this, we're all friends, and we have this deep love for music and song, and so it works really well that way.
It's also a kind of a testament to this, you know, this group of musicians. When we first moved to Minneapolis, we'd go out and see these guys play in jazz ensembles and different groups, and we're kind of shocked when we discovered they wanted to play with us as well. J.T. Bates and James Buckley playing various jazz groups in the Twin Cities. Michael Rossetto was in the Spaghetti Western String Company, and so putting those kind of players together, it creates an atmosphere in the studio where you can work pretty quick and intuitively, I think.
Yeah, well, pretty strong musicianship, that's for sure. Yeah. Speaking of which, how about another song?
Great. We're gonna do a very collaborative songwriting effort on this one, tune from the record called Rise Up and Be Lonely. I know they stole them when they found the gold, and now a broken little treaty, it holds the proof. Now it's no blind man's on the plane. I clamor for a pure restraint, 'cause you don't need many words to speak the truth. Where daisies burn, kisses fade from lack of light. Both hearts and minds, cold wounds explode. Erupt in time. Thank you.
money in the world is just a lame retreat from the shelter behind our eyes. Look now, the sun hangs like a thief over branches all leaf to leaf. I'm out walking under corporate criminal skies.
Up and Be Lonely. What a great song. The lyrics that you come up with are just so rich and so full of images. Do you write about economic disparity? Or do you write about journeys? I mean, I can read all kinds of things into these lyrics. Where are they coming from?
Well, I think the main thing is that they're not forced. You know, I mean, I think both myself and Benson, we keep a notebook, you know, pretty regularly. But it's one thing to have an open approach to your surroundings. It's another thing to isolate yourself and sit down to write a song. And somewhere in between, I feel like the intention and the intuition, the songs come together. And then I think we are interested in helping each other write as good a songs as possible. So it's nice to have someone to bounce ideas off of. It's kind of a refinement process mm-hmm. that goes on. But mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if I personally have ever sat down to write a song about economic disparity or a political song or something. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little more subconscious mm-hmm. than that mm-hmm. usually.
Yeah, I feel little hints of it here and there, you know, references to gold or references to poverty or that kind of thing that kind of give hints. I don't know. I guess listeners want to read things into lyrics. I guess they make their own interpretation.
I think you're right. I mean, I think it's in there, and I think part of it is where we come from. It has, you know, we're both from small town Iowa, towns that have been taking a hard hit from corporations and factory farming, and towns that used to be pretty vibrant and now are. Some of them are coming back, you know. Some of them really are, but I think that's just, it finds its way into the songs.
Did you two grow up with some of the Mississippi music influence, you know, the blues and all of that? What did you grow up listening to?
Blues, a lot of blues music, really, and singer-songwriters. And then just growing up was kind of, I mean, the radio, what our parents listened to, and like, everything from, you know, Def Leppard to, you know, Mississippi John Hurt. Just kind of the songs of our times and old songs. And then when Dave and I we met right there, right kind of after that You Left Home kind of time. And then we were really into Chicago blues. Muddy Waters, Sonny Boy Williamson, who's very poetic. And we just like the feel of it. And then that mixed with lyrics. They're very similar. Like, lyrics is a lot like playing some strange instrument. Some sort of, like, it's a lot of strings and things. And in my mind, I can almost see it. But we're very much into lyrics and feel. And just, it was really that place where that just they don't quite touch, like just where the maybe it'll a word will lead off with just the right chord or something just said or left unsaid, and just kind of where that touches and like a lightning kind of goes off where they're too charged, you know, like I think that's what kind of we really draw on. So, and then within that space, we listen to a lot of Mississippi music, and because I grew up pretty close to the Mississippi, and just interesting how that music evolved up north and the folk songs. And then once you start going down that road, you start to see how it's all connected and how much the same it is and how different it is. And just, it's fascinating.
The history of it is wonderful, and I hear some of that sound of traditional music in what you're creating. You know, you can certainly hear that influence. A lot of minor keys, a lot of kind of modal music.
Yeah, I think that's one thing we learned from folk music, and is a lot of those old songs are just impossibly concise. And if you can say it in 5 words, then don't do it in 10, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, the appeal of some of your songs and the what people say about your music is that it is, it's intense, it's maybe stark, it's haunting, it's, but you're doing the same thing. You're creating this very distinct feel with a, you know, it's really polished and refined and, what's the word I want? Kind of melted down to its core, you know, stripped away. I don't know, but it was very unique, wonderful, and your listeners, you're really gaining strength in terms of listeners and fans and that kind of thing. Yeah. This is your fourth recording, right?
Yeah. I feel like it's taken some time. I mean, we've just kind of gone down our own path. It's very subtle, and that's something that we kind of like and kind of try to keep and kind of guard it, and at the same time not be too precious about it, but it's something we're always struggling with.
Well, and you have the band is wonderful. Alex Ramsey is Benson's younger brother, right? And Alex, you're playing keyboards
of all sorts, pianos and Wurlitzers, and I gotta use these, you know. I can't haul a piano around quite yet, but we'll get there.
They're portable. Well, I have to mention to listeners that while we were getting warmed up, Alex was sitting at our grand piano, our Mason and Hamlin. It's a magnificent instrument, and just playing some gorgeous music. Did you take piano lessons and classical lessons and all that?
No. Just started playing and started playing drums, and then just started playing piano at home. We always had one, and just always tinked around on it, and then had enough time to really dive in and just fell in love.
Yeah, and the sounds and the effects that you bring really add an awful lot to the landscape of the songs. And then you have banjo. Michael Rossetto is here playing banjo, and you have a wonderful drummer. And as you mentioned, your bass player also, James Buckley, has a jazz background, so you've got some really interesting influences coming to your music.
Yeah, these guys, they take us to task on a lot of things. But that's, you know, I think that's, we thrive on it. I believe there's a really symbiotic relationship, because we like to, it's almost like folk improvisation to a degree, if it's such a thing. And these guys are great improvisational players, so we like to keep things open.
Oh, I think there's certainly such a thing as folk improvisation. Yes, through the centuries. Yeah, it continues. I should mention that you just finished up some shows here in Wisconsin, and you're going to be down for a couple of weeks. And then in Iowa, you're going to be in Cedar Rapids in Fairfield, Iowa, on September 7th and September 8th. And then back here in Wisconsin, in Fort Atkinson, October 4th, and then that's at Cafe Carp, and in La Crosse at the Root Note on October 27th. So if you missed them this past time and you have a chance to be in La Crosse or Fort Atkinson, it's wonderful to see these guys live.
It's one of our favorite places ever to play. That's very cool.
Well, we're glad to hear that. And we have a link up on our Simply Folk page and on our Simply Folk Facebook page to the Pines. Their website is thepinesmusic.com, and you can find all kinds of information there. Is it The Pines Music? Yes, thepinesmusic.com. And you guys have a Facebook page, too, with lots and lots of fans. And we're going to post some of the pictures and some video from tonight up there so everybody can enjoy this again. Why don't we finish up with one more song?
Alrighty.
What would you like to play?
I think we'll do a song off the record called All the While. Shines red and the stars shine golden. It's getting late and it's so cold. And all the while my heart it beats for my love through the empty streets. All the silver arrow buried in my
All the While is the name of that song from their new CD, Dark So Gold. My guests have been the Pines on Simply Folk. Thank you very much, all
Thank
of you,
you
for
so
bringing
much.
In
Thank
all
you
your
so
gear
much, Stephanie.
And doing a live show for us. We really appreciate it.
We are sincerely honored. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thank you. We'll come back sometime. We'd
oh,
love
dear.
To have you
it's
again.
Up.
Thanks very much also to Sheila Shigley. She's been operating the broadcast board, and she's sharing some hosting duties with me this evening. Tom Blaine for engineering this live broadcast. I'm Stephanie Elkins in Buck's studio for the moment. Next hour, I'll be playing some music from Switzerland in honor of the 75th annual Wilhelm Tell Festival taking place in New Glarus next weekend. And there are a couple of ticket giveaways, so stay tuned. Right now, let's go back to Sheila Shigley for some more music, just after this on Wisconsin Public Radio.